it's back to the drawing board, and candidate Gloria Hutt is on the campaign trail to ask voters to choose her as a delegate to Chile's second constitutional convention in less than 2 years.
We have to make clear the responsibility of writing a constitution. That is a responsibility with future generations, with a long-term view of the country, not with our ideology.
She's referring to what turned out to be a divisive first attempt to redraft Chile's Pinochet-era constitution that was dominated by left-wing delegates.
The final text was hailed by many as the most progressive in the world, with 21st century environmental standards, gender parity, and guaranteed social rights. But in many other aspects, it went too far. And in the end, Chileans rejected it in a referendum 9 months ago.
But why are people so apathetic about trying again?
When we were going to write the Constitution last time, we were all happy. And what happened? Nothing. This time the politicians will decide what to write. What's the point of going to vote?
Some call it voter fatigue. 6 elections in just 3 years.
The last process was exciting. A lot of people were interested. Now there's been little campaigning, little interest. People don't even know who the candidates are.
Others see voters' apparent indifference as part of a global institutional crisis.
Democracy is not fulfilling the promise of being the government of the people, by the people, for the people, and a good government, no, with good results.
This time round, a committee of experts appointed by Congress has already presented a blueprint for the new draft, which some believe gives it less legitimacy. Still, voting is mandatory, and the hope is that the new elected body will come up with a draft that, while less ambitious than the last one, will be less polarizing and more inclusive than the constitution left behind by Chile's former dictatorship. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.